T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last hour, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asked you, with the Saints and LSU off this weekend, will you be watching any football? 62% said yes, 38% said no. Of course, Tulane's playing Tulsa at Yulman on Saturday afternoon, so there is some football to be seen. This hour's Blue Runner opinion poll is asking you, are you a cold or a warm weather person? 60% are saying warm, 40% are saying cold. I would definitely be in the cold category, and you can cast your vote at WWL.com. Look for the Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. So I told you this before the break. Earl Campbell, a former Saint, as we celebrate the Saints on this All Saints Day, said, and I quote, and this is a story from Yahoo Sports, until the University of Texas realizes you have to have a black quarterback, and nothing against Ellinger, the current Texas quarterback, you got to have a talented black quarterback. All these schools that are winning, even the pros, have black quarterbacks. When guys are not open, nothing can still happen. Well, something rather can still happen. So, first of all, on its surface, there are white quarterbacks. Look at Drew Brees, that are very successful. Secondly, in terms of it being a racist statement, I think there is a difference. I don't know if there is or not. Ngana Lewis joins us, our friend, associate professor of English and African Diaspora Studies at Tulane University. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
You're still waiting on your king cake, aren't you?
I am still waiting on my king cake. I know that I'm going to get it next year, though, right?
Yeah, you'll, February. At some point, let's leave it at that. At some point, we'll okay. send it to you, because I promised Ngana we'd send a king cake, and it's yet to happen. Tell me about this whole thing with Earl Campbell. Is it racist for him to say that? Is it not racist? And here's the thing that got me. Usually, if you're talking about sports, Ngana, in the NFL, people have said already, if you talk about a quarterback that, quote, is good with his legs, can extend the play, is mobile outside of the pocket, people have already said that's code, if you will, a dog whistle for he's a black quarterback, and it's not fair. But now Earl Campbell is expressing it as a positive attribute and singling out one group. Tell me if that's racist. Is it not? If a white man said it, would it be different, or a white woman? Explain all of this, please.
I think that probably you can give as valid an explanation, but I'll from my perspective, it is racist, because it implies, the statement implies the superiority of black quarterbacks, and any statement that expressly or tacitly suggests the superiority of one group of people over another based on race is, I believe, at the very least, is a prejudicial statement. But I think in this context, it certainly could be deemed a racist statement.
We're running a little bit late, so we got to take a break here. But when we get back, one thing that's always puzzled me is, if you look at the percentage of players in the NBA, the percentage of players in the NFL, the percentage of black players, rather, percentage of black players in National League Hockey, do we draw from that that people just like sports better and play sports harder and practice more when they're younger? Or do we infer from that that some people are better at sports than others, and it's got something to do with race, or it doesn't? Walk us through all of that, please, when we come back. Ngana Lewis is our guest, Associate Professor of English and African Diaspora Studies at Tulane University. It is 7:20 now, and time for traffic on WWL. 7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, because I'm getting texts from people complaining, are you a cold or warm weather person? As it stands now, about 60% are saying warm weather, 40% saying cold. Ngana Lewis, our guest, associate professor of English, African Diaspora Studies at Tulane University. And we're talking about an Earl Campbell comment. It's All Saints Day. Earl Campbell, a former saint, and he said that basically you have to have a black quarterback if you want to win because they can extend the play. So, Ngana, I agree with you. That is a racist statement that does put all people, paint them all with one brush. However, when it comes to the NBA, when it comes to the NFL, when it comes to the NHL, is it wrong to say that obviously the NBA is predominantly black, the NFL is predominantly black, the NHL is predominantly white? How do you make that as an observation and not seem as though a racist statement?
Well, it's just factual in terms of the numbers, right?
Right. I mean,
so that you can't dispute it at the level of fact.
All right, well, let me change it. Let me change the question. What if then you were to say, well, is the purest form of competition when it comes to professional sports that black people are much better NFL players, football players, and basketball players, and white people are better hockey players? That would seem like a racist statement, would it not?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's based on an observation that's very superficial. It's based on the numbers, the quantities of black people who are a black man representing the NFL, NBA, and conversely white men representing the NHL. However, if you scratch deeper than the surface and actually look into why that might be the case, then you're actually getting to the heart of the matter, which is that there's probably going to be evidence that more children, more in their youth, more young black boys are developing those skill sets that render them better choices, yeah, for the draft, for the NFL.
Opportunities.
NBA, exactly, yeah. Because of the amount of time that they've spent developing the skill sets that enable them to rise to the top. It has nothing to do with their being black per se. It has more to do with the amount of time that you've put into developing the skills in order to be competitive in the sport. And then we can't take away the fact that there's just natural talent that will extend from certain individuals, but again, having nothing to do with their race per se.
All right, so if I say, because of the predominance of black athletes in the NBA, that proves that black athletes are better adapted to basketball than are white people, even though complimentary, that's a racist statement, huh?
Yeah, I still think that's racist. When you say in terms of adaptability, it's not about adaptability. It's really more about opportunities, about access, about recreation. What are you doing? What do you do in your childhood? What sort of opportunities do you have? What sort of access do you have? Now, that may be, though, answering that question or those questions may at some level require us to consider issues of race. And at institutional levels, in structural levels, issues of race. But it doesn't have anything to do with the individual's race. And I hope I'm being clear about that.
Yeah, for example, and we got to go here in a minute, but for example, if you look at what is required to practice hockey, if you look at what is required to play golf, if you look at what is required to even play football to an extent, you can put a basketball hoop up in the middle of any kind of impoverished neighborhood, and that's the game you play?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
I appreciate your time. I really do. Ngana Lewis, Associate Professor of English and African Diaspora Studies at Tulane University. I pronounce that word every different way that I could because I know eventually I'm going to get it right. 260-1870, if you want to weigh in on that, we will continue to talk about it, as we will about the Hard Rock construction site, because it doesn't seem as though a lot has changed as it relates to that, and who's footing a bill for this, how much is it costing, and at what point do you determine that it's, quote, safe enough to tear it down? We'll talk about it when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.